This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now 7 after the hour, this is your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through some things about you that you may not have known. You may not be in touch as much as you might like to be with what's going on in your mind, in your soul, in your body. There are all different ways of measuring this, what some people call the sixth sense. I find one of the greatest contributions in my experience the last 4 or 5 years is coming in touch or being in touch with the need to be grateful. Gratitude pays great benefits, showing gratitude, being grateful, understanding what gratitude is. So with that in mind, we've invited Mae McCarthy, who is an entrepreneur, angel investor, the author of a number of books, including The Gratitude Formula, A Seven-Step Success System to Create a Life That You Love. Mae McCarthy, welcome.
Thank you, Doug. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I want to know a little more about you. I will attest to not knowing much about you before we invited you to come on this program. What's your story? What's your life been like, or what brought you around to having this really great, if you'll pardon the pun, overview of how to be thankful, to understand what the real meaning is and what motivates change and good things to happen?
Well, let's see. Gosh, I come from a very, very large family. I'm the last of 10 children, and my parents raised us in Hawaii. And there was lots to be grateful for, lots of great beauty and food and things like that. And we were sort of trained to always look for stuff to be grateful for. And consequently, it ended up multiplying, just like everybody from Oprah Winfrey to Albert Einstein and lots of other successful people noticed that as you're grateful for things, they start to multiply. I started my first business when I was 6 and grew several while I was, you know, growing up.
Really? What were you doing when you were 6? What started you on the road to entrepreneurialism in the 6th year?
My parents ended up letting all 10 of us know that we would certainly have room and board and normal things taken care of for us as a parent should provide for their children. But if we wanted something extra, if we wanted to buy toys and other things, what we should do is look for opportunities to facilitate a fair exchange of value. They were very clear. They said, find people that either have a problem that you can help solve or who might appreciate a convenience. And so I watched my brothers mow lawns and trim hedges and wash cars as a fair exchange of value. And I thought, well, I don't want to do that. And noticed that there were lots of people out in front of our house on the beach. We grew up in a private beach, so there weren't any facilities, no drinking fountains or bathrooms or anything like that. And I remarked to my mother that I thought that they looked hot and could probably appreciate having something cool to drink or something, you know, that would refresh them. And I thought that that was a problem and I could solve it. So she helped me start my first concession business at 6 and showed me how, you know, it cost this much and we needed to mark it up so that we could make a profit and grow the business. And it was a really great lesson. And what I didn't anticipate, however, was that I needed to also put in an ability to accommodate for inventory shrinkage because my brothers and their friends would literally eat my profits.
Of course they would.
Yeah. So yeah. I loved doing that. I loved looking for people that had problems that I could solve or that needed a convenience because they were short on time or what have you. They needed some help. And facilitating that fair exchange of value. And I went off to college and started the first of 7 companies that I've had It was in fashion retail, and then had 3 in telecommunications, 2 in software and equipment for giant hospital systems, and now as a professional speaker and author and teacher and investor.
So I look at the things, the kind of things that you have. There's a variety of things here. By the way, if you want to get an inspiration in itself, MaeMcCarthy.com is a good place to go to see what Ms. McCarthy has done with her life to this point. And you don't appear to be all that old, so I'm figuring you can twice, you can double up on what you've done already, Mae.
I could. Well, what gives me joy now, in all honesty, is I love to help other people that are young entrepreneurs. I don't mean young in age. I just mean young in experience.
New, yeah.
And I love helping them grow their businesses. That gives me great joy. So I do that in a couple of different ways. I sometimes invest in their companies and serve on their boards. I look at about 80 to 100 different companies a year and determine which I would like to invest in. And then the other way I do it is through volunteering, both at the university level and through associations that are geared toward life sciences. That would be medical devices, healthcare, things like that, because I love that particular industry.
How would you compare yourself in success to understanding the world of investments to, let's say, Warren Buffett, who has made a career, obviously, been very successful in investing in companies, understanding about the people and how the companies have grown? Isn't that the success secret, knowing the people, or is it deeper than that?
Well, first of all, Warren Buffett invests with a lot more zeros than I do.
I understand that. Yeah, right. I understand that.
Lots and lots more zeros.
You'd be great on Shark Tank. I could see you being on Shark Tank. Have you ever had that thought, that doing that sort of a thing?
No. That's a wonderful, entertaining show. Many of us as investors, I know lots and lots of us as angel investors, we take a little bit more time evaluating companies.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, right.
They make such quick decisions. But, again, in terms of a percentage of their net worth, what they're offering to invest is a relatively small amount. They're really trying to determine is whether or not their team should invest their time. And they've got lots of people on their teams that they'll assign to different ventures. For me, it's just me. I look at the people first, absolutely. Are they capable of executing on their plan? And if I think that that's true, then I look at the market that they decide that they want to operate in, and is it, in fact, large enough to give us a shot as a company to return on the investment.
Right. I want to spend more of our time here, whether it's most of it, the gratitude mission, the idea of what comes out of it. I'm going to share my own experience with expressing gratitude, and I want to know from you how you've taught this to other people and what, in addition to your own success, it has brought to those who understand the value of saying thank you. Mae McCarthy is here with us, successful entrepreneur, a couple of really good books that you ought to be thinking about in no small way. The idea that you can learn from other people's experiences is certainly part of what's in here. But these books, The Path to Wealth, there are several different editions of that, and then The Gratitude Formula, where I think it makes me feel warm inside that this is becoming more prominent on the way to abundance. That's really what it is, abundance for everybody. 15 past the hour. You want to have a great lasting impression on people? Many studies have proven that a smile is the person's most unforgettable feature. If you go to Mae McCarthy's website, you'll see she has a beautiful smile. If you want the perfect risk-free solution to you having a wonderful smile so that you become more confident, feel better about yourself in dating situations, romance situations, business situations, you'll want to know more about Power Swabs. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening formula. It'll transform your smile in just 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And this is a claim that I have proven on the air. I just, all you have to do is snap the little tube that the material comes in, take the Q-tip, and then you put it on your teeth, and you watch as they whiten up, getting rid of the coffee stains, tea stains, red wine, that sort of thing. Dial 800-208-1797. That's the way to do it right now. Be clever. Call that number and get your teeth, your smile, just brilliant. Save a lot of money, too, by doing it yourself. 800-208-1797. Power Swabs for your whitened teeth at half price using the DJV code.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. A world that wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
This report is brought to you by Blistex. Odor Eaters is back for their 44th annual fun yet smelly rotten sneaker contest. All participants at this national contest raised a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children traveled from near and far to compete at this year's contest hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not for a chance to win the national smelly title, $2,500, and tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin. But only one lucky pair of rotten sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belonged to 15-year-old Seneca Slocum from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find a new foul scent on every sniff. George Aldridge, NASA's chief sniffer.
This year's participants really brought the smells with the foulest of odors. Kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids sure have a talent.
For more information, visit odoreaters.com. Again, that's odoreaters.com.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bobo.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
He can be pretty lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, so Mae McCarthy, as we dig into your life and your success, the idea of abundance, the prior, people say, well, you know, the jealousy that people show to those who have money and success without realizing they can have it themselves. That I find most troubling. How about you?
Yeah, what they're focusing on is not having enough.
Yeah.
When they look at other people that have more, what they're focusing on is their not having enough, and anything that you put your attention on is going to grow bigger in your life. And what they need to recognize is that, wow, if they could do it, I could do it too.
And it is,
and that's
that
one of the things that I teach.
Yeah, I've had this experience when I really came into this. I've been sort of heading down a different trail with my life since I was in my mid-40s. And I have just recently come to the, it's kind of like hitting yourself over the head with a hammer. Gratitude, being grateful, being thankful for the things that you have is so easy to do and so appropriate because you are not going to get where you are by yourself anyway, right? There's got to be some strain, some help that's there. At what age did you realize that, Mae?
Yeah, in my first company as an adult, we used to get grateful. I mean, jump up and down, wonderfully grateful when we would meet objectives and when we would meet sales goals. And so at 19, I thought, oh my gosh, why don't we be grateful in advance for meeting our goals and see what happens?
Pay it forward, in a manner of speaking. Our conversation with Mae McCarthy continues here on Your Hidden Power.
Thank you. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Your Hidden Power, we have an aggregate at yourhiddenpowershow.com, an archived series of conversations. Actually, Your Hidden Power number 72. We've been doing this program now in podcast form for a couple of years. The focus on that which is there now at Your Hidden Power Show in podcast form is courtesy of Colleen McCann, who talked with us about crystals and how they can change your lives. She's a fashion stylist that has turned into an energy practitioner. Spent a lot of time appreciating, giving thanks, in fact, which is what we're talking about here today, for all the things that are beautiful in her life. She has gone into the crystal caves of South America to find some of the power and strength that she thinks comes from these crystals. She jumped into her first crystal-laden rabbit hole, as she described it, with 3 years of private mentorship as an intuitive healer. She's been all over the world, and so her story is part of what we tell in the podcast that is currently there, the newest one, at yourhiddenpowershow.com. The usual visits from mystifier Uri Geller and psychic Mary O'Malley and astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy, who explains how the moon affected the elections. Very fascinating stuff. So check it all out every week, a new podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Mae McCarthy will show up in the next podcast that we have with part of the conversation we're having this week, focusing on gratitude, the secrets. So some people say it's a secret, but it really isn't. You're sharing it with everybody. You've got a podcast that is on. If you go to unityonlineradio.org, you can hear Mae McCarthy every week talking about a different facet of this. So you really are a great, you're a crusader for this sort of thing, I think, Mae. Isn't that a good term for you?
Well, I'm actually living my purpose, which is to elevate prosperity and freedom for all. And so this happens to be one of the ways to do that, is to help people understand that they can achieve whatever it is that they want, that they're so much more powerful than they think they are. Mm-hmm. And when they look at other people and say, wow, they're more successful and I could never do that, they're going to get what they talk about. So if they just look a little closer and they see that, you know, Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg, they all started at very, very simple beginnings, really simple beginnings in garages and a shared desk. And they had an idea and they were passionate about it. So if people think about what they absolutely love to do and whether it can either solve a problem or create a convenience, then they can create something to be grateful for that they can share with the world. And I think when you do that, when you're passionate about it, you have an opportunity in that fair exchange of value to make some money.
All right. So how do you give thanks? Just say, thank you. When I'm doing it, I'm thinking about God or the goddesses that are helping me relieve myself of the demons in my life. I'm so thankful for them. Is it that simple? Just say, thank you, God. Or how do you do it? How do you give your thanks?
Well, I have actually a morning routine, and it's based on what I write about in my books. And what I do is set aside about 25, 30 minutes in the morning. I read something uplifting for 5 minutes, and then I write a gratitude letter, which says, thank you for these things that I have, and I list them, and then thank you for these things that I want. But instead of saying, I want these things, I describe them as though they're already complete with gratitude. Thank you for my great health in my physically fit and trim, toned, energetic body.
All of that stuff, part of what you can get in the book, The Gratitude Formula, a 7-step success system to create a life that you love. Go to May's website. You'll find it very intriguing and a wonderful way to get an attitude adjustment at maymccarthy.com. May, thanks for being here on Your Hidden Power.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has 3 important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking 2 capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden accused of inappropriate kissing and touching by 2 women, one of them former Nevada politician Lucy Flores, who's also a Democrat, saying she felt uncomfortable 5 years ago when he allegedly kissed the back of her head, smelled her hair, and put his hands on her shoulders. Biden, in a written statement, says he doesn't remember it this way. On Capitol Hill, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying the accusations against Biden don't disqualify him from running for president. Biden has yet to come forward to say he's even running in 2020. President Trump at the White House talking about the First Step Act, a bipartisan overhaul of the criminal justice system.
Nonviolent prisoners will have opportunities to participate in vocational training, education, and drug treatment programs. When they get out of prison, they will be ready to get a job.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Time now for us to continue with our focus on the strangely wonderful things that go on all around us. Joining us now is Uri Geller. I am happy to say he's my friend. That isn't the reason. Well, I suppose that's partially the reason he's on Your Hidden Power, because I knew he would be a great contributor. Uri Geller's website, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, always full. You can trust it'll be full of things that are fabulously entertaining and informative. I saw something that I wanted to read to you. It's an oath that has come about because of something that I've been reading called the Tut, T-U-T. And this is how it goes. And I thought of you immediately when I read this, Uri. In the face of adversity, uncertainty, and conflicting sensory information, I hereby pledge to remain ever mindful of the magical, infinite, loving reality in which I live, a reality that conspires tirelessly in my favor. I further recognize that living within space and time as a creation among my creations is the ultimate adventure, because thoughts become things, dreams become true, and all things remain forever possible. As a being of light, I resolve to live, love, and be happy at all costs, no matter what, with reverence and kindness for all. I thought that was a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous oath, if that's what you want to call it. And you were the first person that came to mind when I read it.
Yeah, I love it. Who wrote it?
The fellow who runs, if you go to TUT.com, you will find it there. The fellow's name is Dooley, Mike Dooley, who has put this organization together. It's a very educational place. It's a very spiritual place. It's just a loving, wonderful place. And but the fact that when I saw that, it was just you. I wanted to share that with you. But if you go to that website.
Well, this is beautiful. Very, very beautiful. And, you know, when I talk to people and email people, I tell them to basically write down their target wish. Because if you put it in words on a piece of paper, the mind registers it stronger.
Why do you think that? Let's stop there for a second. Let's stop there for a minute. Because you've said that before, and you and I have talked about this personally, how it is that because we say thoughts are things, so we have a thought in our mind, it becomes something. But you and many others say, and I haven't always done this as well as I should have, when you write it down, somehow there's more of an impact. Why and how is that?
Yeah, because, Doug, look, when you write down something that is motivational, the fact that your hand is writing it out or typing it out brings or sends information to the brain stronger than when you think it. This is why when actors, whether they're movie stars or actors who act on stage, they have 7-8 months before the play goes on, they get the screenplay, and they read it, and many of them write it out. I know this because I'm a very close friend of Maria Janice Cooper, who I believe you too know.
You introduced me to her.
And she told me that Gary Cooper, the very famous American actor, who may probably the young generation don't really remember his name or know his name, he used to write out the words he had to memorize. So it's something to do with memory. There is some kind of manifestation that happens in your brain that registers it stronger, deeper. Maybe it even touches and goes into your consciousness. So,
let me ask you personally, because you've had to be in movies, you've had to learn things. Does that apply, that rule of writing things down, does that apply to you when you're trying to commit something to memory?
Absolutely. When I have to memorize something and motivate and inspire me, I always write it down. Now, what you just read out, maybe that's a bit too long, but when I hone onto a target and I believe I can achieve it, you be sure that I have written it down, read it a few times, absorbed it, then I wrote it out again, absorbed it, and then it just registers onto my brain. Look, Doug, this brings you down to your school days. How many times, maybe in America this wasn't customary, but didn't your teacher tell you to write something out 10 times or 20 times
sure.
to remember it?
Yeah. Right.
So it's an old act that teachers would do, and probably this goes back way back centuries and centuries, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands of years ago, when mankind wrote into stone or into clay or into pottery. So there's something about the letters that reflect like a mirror into your mind and through your mind. I call it mirrorizing. If you want to remember something, and mirrorizing. I love that word. I think I created that word. Anyhow, so every morning when you want to achieve something, write it down. Don't make it too long. And then rehearse it like a general that overlooks maps before we attack something. And you will see that maybe the law of attraction also kicks in. So you think it, you have written it down, you read it out, and you send it out to the universe. And we all know that there's a law of attraction. The universe receives your message and then sends it back to you.
You certainly attract what you think. Yep. You do attract what you think, that's for sure. All right, Uri, another great lesson of life. Uri Geller, website, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com, here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Old vehicles that have been laying around, maybe you've been meaning to repair them, maybe you've been trying to sell them, but we know that most of these old vehicles are taking up space in your driveway. So maybe you ought to forget about the repairs, forget about all of the things that you thought you could do, but will never get around to doing it. Let's just donate it. Donate your car, your truck. Support the preservation of wholesome, organic American family farming. Your donation will support one of the last great American institutions, the American Family Farm. According to America's diverse family farms, on average, one U.S. farm feeds 165 people every year, and that's 99% of the farms family operated in our country. Would you believe that farmers only get 15 cents out of every dollar? You spend a dollar, farmer gets 15 cents. So let's see if we can change that. With your help, we can preserve an entire American value system, as well as the many farmlands across the country that are in jeopardy. Donating your vehicle is very easy to do. Just as you're thinking about it, you're looking out the window, see that old truck, that old car, you want to get rid of it? Call 888-342-4483. Or you can complete the form online at djvshow.com. That's 888-342-GIVE, or go to djvshow.com. Look for the Donate Your Car button.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Your Hidden Power. Every week you can get a copy of the basic summation of our conversation in the form of a podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com. All sorts of very interesting metaphysical conversations about the reality of what we were just talking about with early thoughts or things. Mary O'Malley is a past life regressionist. She is a very, very powerful and very professional and kind of fun character in her own right. She's got that. When she laughs, she sounds like an elf, right? Or maybe a leprechaun. That's probably better with that name. Mary O'Malley, PsychicScout.com. So I'm, when I saw something recently. Somebody invited me to join their light team. And I read through, and basically what it was is a group of people looking for support. And in this light team, basic contributions from people that I have on this program, like you and Maria, and people who are experts at articulating what it is that we're, that is so unarticulatable. Is that a word? Or you're just talking about making up some words. The things that you do confound people because it's so hard to prove. You have your thoughts, you teach people, you tell people, you use guidance, I guess, to help put a perspective on things and thus become a part of someone's light team, shedding light on problems, giving wisdom to people. And I wonder if you ever take into account how much help you are. How many thousands of people, Mary, you've helped over the years?
I don't think about it. I mean, I just do what I do. But I was at an event last night, and someone I had done a reading for 3 years ago was there, mm-hmm. and came up, and it was about her cat, and told me, you know, oh my gosh, you were right, and this and this and this. So you, every now and then I get, you know, some wonderful feedback, and is, you know, and people come back, so they you know, they're getting some benefit, but it's not something you think about. You know in the moment something's happened, the energy has shifted, and I just, you know, keep doing what I'm doing. I suppose if, you know, nobody called me back, then I would wonder about it.
Well, yeah, I guess so. If you didn't, well, you mean if you don't get feedback or if you don't have somebody call you back to get another appointment?
Right.
Either. Well, I guess I was asking either way. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I suppose that you always want to know that you're helping people, even though you get paid for your time. It isn't just all about the money. Most of the people that I've seen who are very sensitive don't have much money. And if you're so damn psychic, then why don't you hit the lottery so you can live a comfortable life?
It would be so nice if it worked that way.
Yeah. Well, why doesn't it work that way? Why do you think it is that you don't have access to? God doesn't mind if you have, lots of.
I think it's
money.
Because of our personal lessons that we come down to earth to learn. You know, mm-hmm. and one of those lessons is the energy of money, mm-hmm. and you know it's so attached to what we do for a living, but it's actually completely separate and. Energy. And that's what I've been having to learn. That's been one of my lessons lately. I do what I do, and money comes with it, but that's not the only source money can come from. So, mm-hmm. You know, if we're in that kind of lesson plan, then you know, winning the lottery is just a little too easy, right?
Yeah. Well, it's the whole business about abundance and what it takes, what constitutes abundance, is also something that people have a hard time figuring out, but yet
right.
it isn't, it's not, it's so easily confused
exactly.
because we have such an aggressive society of people who want things that come from having a lot of money, but there are other forms of abundance, but I don't think God has said that there's wrong with abundance of any form. It's how you use it, how you choose to take your talent and your treasure and use them. So if you need that help, check out, have a little consultation with Mary at PsychicScout.com. Mary O'Malley, Doug Steffen here.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Focus on Astrology with Maria Francesca Trilogy, who's the author of Life is Good When You Do the Work. You can find her anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. I'm sure she'd be happy that I told you that you can be in touch with her anytime, any place. It's really amazing how much people are getting into astrology. You have talked about, I actually read something on the plane coming out here. This week, the story was in the LA Times about how astrology and the service of astrology are all over these apps that we have on our devices, but they're not, they lack the personal attention that you give to a person. So you can go and you can find a bunch of boilerplate crap. If you want to, there's a new thing called a Cosmic Guidance app, which is supposed to give you, you put in all of your material and then it kicks out whatever is supposed to be, you know, your influences. But you can't ask an app questions. You can't have a conversation with an app. So really, when it gets right down to it, you're only kidding yourself if you think, if you want to just have pap and you don't really want to know about you, if you're not really serious, then you use the apps and you get, you know, entertainment, but what you get for info is crap. It may be entertaining, but it's still crap. So that's why you go to people who are like Maria and you get to the bottom of talking about the things. Culturally, there are a lot of different ways of using astrology. There's Eastern astrology, Western astrology. I'm going to Ireland next week, so you want to... There's such a thing. This is news to me. Irish astrology. All right, let's hear it about Irish astrology.
Well, I want to talk about, yes, there's Irish astrology, which they use the idea of the tree of life. Mm-hmm. They consider trees to be quite powerful, and not only in their beauty, but also in what they bring, whatever type, we'll call it, of tree it is. So each, the dates are very similar to the astrological, the constellations or the signs as we know them. So it's interesting to see how all of it fits together. The Chinese use animals.
Yeah.
To represent.
So what do the Irish use? They use trees?
Yeah, and every sign, and it's not really considered every sign. When you look at the dates, they're very close to the same kind of dates we use to describe Aries and Taurus and Gemini and Cancer. Mm-hmm. But they use different types of trees, and they were very connected to the idea. They've been using the Celtic tree astrology has been practiced even back in ancient.
Right, so what are the results? Do they come out the same as the same basic info that you get on people,
yes,
or is it different than what you get if you use the birth numbers and the understanding
of
the
Aries
and Pisces?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's very closely connected as the description as we define, you know, as each tree, as you define your birthday, you know, you look up your actual birthday.
So what are you? Your birthday is St. Patrick's Day. So what are you?
Right.
March 17th is what?
So my birthday, I am considered an ash, A-S-H, tree. And they're called the enchanters because they're kind of dreamers.
Mm.
And that
also
is
also very hard wood.
Think of a Pisces,
ash
is very connected.
Ash wood is among the hardest of all. Then I apply that to you.
And you're a reed.
I'm a reed.
You know,
yeah, I grow in the swamps.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're very inquisitive, mm-hmm, and they look deep for knowledge about, and they're curious. And so when I think about that in relationship to your personality, it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you see how it all fits together, it's pretty fascinating, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
To understand yourself in that way.
That'd be the kind of stuff you should post at smbworks.com, which is your website. I'd put that stuff up there because I think it's fascinating, frankly. All right, you get to Maria. Don't forget, you want to get a good reading. astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. That's your hidden power, another exposition. Yeah, I guess it is. Demonstration of how you can get to your own hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.